Hey, hey, welcome to the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast. I'm Jenna. This is episode 65, and we're going deep into chapter one of Atomic Habits. If you got your book already, definitely have your book handy. Highlight a few things because I'm going to be going over some key points that are basically the most important points that you're going to need to know moving forward if you're going to create healthy habits. So I'm going to rattle off a whole bunch of key points, but then in the end, we're going to apply this to you and how you can make a change in your life specifically related to fitness, right? Because you want to have healthy habits, we need to do something about it. We can't just assume it's going to happen because we're thinking about it. We need to take action. And I know it's hard to create healthy habits around fitness when you're in the thick of postpartum mom life. But let's see how we can apply this book into our life. And let's get really deep into this today, right? But if you are really serious about it, get a highlighter out and highlight throughout chapter one with me. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome to the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast, where you will learn how to strengthen your body after pregnancy and finally get rid of the postpartum pooch in less time. Fitness can fit easily into your busy schedule. There's a simple way to navigate your postpartum journey, and I'm here to teach you how to do it without the chaos, overwhelm, and tears. If you are here for a little sweat, a whole lot of sleep, defined, tight, and toned muscles, and to live your life as a mom to the fullest, then you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Dr. Jenna, but you can call me Jenna, and I'm a physical therapist and a mom of four little girls who has cracked the code on how to strengthen your core postpartum in the easiest way possible without the stress, exhaustion, or struggle. I did it, and now I'm here to help you do the same. It's all about progress, not perfection, and I'm here to help walk you through the journey to feeling strong, confident, and energized. That energy comes from within, not your coffee. Let's roll out your yoga mat and hit the floor, girl. It's time to do this. Mama, if you are struggling with all things postpartum life, fitness, health, just creating healthy habits, living the life, the dream life that you wanted to live as a mom, I'm here for you. There's lots of ways that you can work with me. You can work with me with a coaching session, which you can just click the link below, fill out a quick survey, and I can get in touch with you discussing coaching options that I can have with you to work directly one-on-one with you. That's a great option. You can also join my Postpartum App Simplified course where you can go at it at your own pace, but I recommend getting it all done within 10 weeks, which is the outline of the course, and I am walking alongside you as you go through the program. And then the other way you can get closer to me and get connected with me and my community is in my free Facebook community where we really get motivated in there. We're getting motivated, keeping our minds focused on what is most important, and we're focused on fitness in there. So if you are interested in any of those options so you can live that fit postpartum mom lifestyle that we're trying to achieve, connect with me in any of those three areas. All the links are in the show notes below. All right, well, we're talking about chapter one of Atomic Habits by James Clear. This book has been hugely impactful in my life in creating healthy habits, and I know it can help you as well. Well, we're just going to tackle some key points in this chapter and how it can be applied to your life. He talks about why small habits make such a big difference. We typically put a lot of pressure on ourselves to make this massive action, to do this big thing, to make a change, and hope for massive gains in the end. But that's not really going to work in the long run. You know, going on a crash diet is not going to work. And thinking about doing crash diets 10 years from now, are you still going to be doing a crash diet for that length of time? Probably not. So improving by 1% is so much more impactful. I know it's not noticeable though, and that's what makes it challenging. It's because you're not seeing those 1% gains, but those 1% baby steps are going to be more impactful in the long run. Again, I talk about living to 100, and you might not like that goal for yourself. That's a goal that I have, but if you can think about whatever age you want to live towards, you know, if you want to live to 70 or 80 or 90, whatever that is, can you really picture yourself living this healthy lifestyle throughout this, you know, lifetime of yours? Can you picture yourself eating healthy year after year after year. So it could be daunting to think about that. If you could eat healthy and work out consistently all the years of our lives, but if you just make 1% change starting now, it's so much easier to achieve that goal because it's not daunting thinking about a 1% change, a 1% shift. I like to call these baby steps. So that's going to be so much more easier to effectively make that change in your life, and it's not going to be as daunting. James Clear talks about making a 1% change for the better for the duration of a year. It's 37 times better by the time you're done. Isn't that cool to think about that? But if you're doing 1% worse every day for a year, you end up getting down to zero. So that's just mathematically the calculations that he came up with, and it's true. So why go backwards? Why get worse? It's just so much easier to get better. So habits are the compound interest of self-improvement. That's one of the quotes from the book. I love that. The effects of your habits multiply as you repeat them, just like compound interest does with your money. Really, we don't notice that our good habits are doing anything beneficial for us, but if you look back to 5 or 10 years ago, you'll notice that there are huge changes that happened in your life because you made a small habit change. So think back to a time where you're like, okay, I want to read more consistently. That's just an example. I don't know what habits you've changed over the years. Maybe you want to wake up and go for a morning walk with your dog. And that's something that you won't stop walking your dog because you know you have to take care of your dog. But that small habit change is really going to benefit you and your heart and your mindset, because I don't know what you're thinking about when you're walking. Maybe you're praying. Maybe you're listening to some worship music. I don't know. But think about some kind of habit that you did 5, 10 years ago and how it's still impacting you today and it's making you a better person. So I want you to now think about, what habit do you want to start now? And picturing yourself 5 to 10 years from now, if you're still doing that habit, how impactful it's going to be in your life. So whether that is strength training, maybe you want to have more upper body strength training incorporated into your day. Just imagine what your arms would look like and how beneficial it would be for your whole body to be able to hold your babies, to hold your kids as they're growing, you know, a 5-year-old kid in your arm, and how you can comfortably hold your child without having back pain. So these are all examples that I want you to think about. Maybe I'm getting your mind stirring into some other, you know, healthy habits that you know are important to you. Okay, so take some time to think about that. James Clear also talks about our mindset. You know, we can't be expecting a huge change right now, right? So That's a mindset shift, that yes, you're going to work hard and you're going to work out hard, but we're not going to see the results for several months probably, because we're probably not going to be doing these intense workouts right now. I don't recommend it in the postpartum phase, doing these intense workouts. So we're going to be doing slow, easier workouts that maybe are shorter duration, and we're not going to see huge gains right away. And that's okay. And this is the mindset shift that you have to have, that it's okay that we're not going to see these big changes. But in the long run, if you don't quit, you will see the changes. So get your mindset focused on the small actions are going to be more impactful in the long run, rather than doing big, you know, big workouts that you think, oh, okay, I'm going to get really buff after doing 2 weeks of these really intense workouts, but is that going to last? Are you going to get burnt out from that? Probably. So let's shift our mindset to focus on long-term gains and long-term habits. Another example of this is breastfeeding. Now, let's say that you are brand new at breastfeeding. Like, today is day one. Your baby was born today and you started breastfeeding your baby and it was not going well, right? Your baby doesn't know what to do and you're trying to teach your baby and you don't know what to do and what position to hold your baby and all the things and what time and everything, right? So that's establishing a new habit, because you know you have to do it for a long period of time. And you know that the more you do it, the stronger your baby's going to get at nursing, and the more natural it's going to be and the easier it's going to be, and you'll be able to do, you know, a little bit of multitasking. You'll be able to nurse your baby while pumping on the other side. You know, you'll be able to do so many other things. So this is just small changes every day that you know that it's going to improve over time the more you do it. So in our mindset, we knew that if we breastfed our baby, it will get better. The more we practice, the more we do it, the more consistent we are with it. And I want you to think the same with your workout habits. It's going to be a little rocky at the beginning. You're not going to feel amazing. It's going to be sort of clunky and exhausting and fatiguing, but you know that within 1 to 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to get in the groove of it and you're going to feel amazing. I just did a coaching call, and you're going to hear this coaching call in the next episode, but she was saying how, you know, exercise actually is giving her energy. Even though she's like really newly postpartum, she is so thankful for the exercise because it's giving her energy. And we have to shift our mindset to think, okay, let's work out even though we're tired, but I know we're going to get energized later on. And I say in my intro, like, you don't need coffee for energy. Exercise will give you the energy. So let's talk quickly about how habits so often break. Like, we break our habits. It's just so common that, you know, we talk about New Year resolutions and how we are so focused on achieving something and then boom, they stop. Habits break, New Year's resolutions stop, and no one really accomplishes anything. So why? Why is this happening so often? And it's really because of the lack of a quick gain. We're not seeing the results, so then we give up. Okay, that is so common. We don't lose the weight quick enough, so we give up because we're thinking, oh, that workout's not helping me. Or we start eating, you know, a healthy diet of some sort, and then, oh, I'm not losing the weight quick enough, I'm gonna give up, I'm gonna try something else. But it really is all about consistency and long duration. And there's a lot of research out there that says, you know, 66 days is the researched, you know, statistical timeline of achieving a healthy habit. I fully agree with that, but why not focus on 90 days? Why not go beyond that? And I'm actually, now that I'm talking, I'm thinking about whenever I get a house renovation and, you know, a contractor says it's going to take 2 months to fix up my kitchen or whatever they're working on. I tell my husband, I'm like, okay, contractor's saying 2 months. I'm going to just guess it's going to take 3 months. I automatically add on an extra month because I don't really expect people to finish it on time. And then my mindset shifts. I'm like, okay, well, now I have 3 months until they finish the project, and I get less frustrated because I know it's not going to be done in 2 months. Well, the same goes for creating these habits. If research says it's going to take 66 days to achieve a habit, why not just bump it up to 90 days and think, I'm going to do this workout routine and I'm going to stick to these healthy fitness habits for 90 days. And if in 90 days you're not seeing results, and if in 90 days you're, you know, not enjoying the new habit that you're trying to achieve and it's just too hard and it's just not working, whatever it might be, well, then maybe you need to switch it out. But if in 90 days you're consistently working out and you are seeing improvements, you're seeing more muscle definition, you're losing weight, and things are going well, your mood's better, and your husband can notice a difference, if you start seeing all these things, all these changes in 90 days, well, I'd say your habit is pretty well set and you should keep going with it because it's just gonna get better. So we need to really extend our mindset and our habit duration, because it's not gonna happen in a week. So just really, that's like my main focus today, is really understand that habits take time. And if you have the tenacity to go that long and to just mark it off on your calendar, like find the next 3 months that you wanna commit to this. And if you can do 90 days of working out consistently for small gains, right? Small baby steps, every day for 90 days, I promise you, you are going to have these healthy habits down pat. Also, another quick tip for you, rather than focusing on the results, like the scale or the measurements, which oftentimes I do encourage that because I like objective measurements, but while we're in the middle of creating this new habit, so for those 90 days, I'd like you to focus on your routine and, you know, the steps that it takes to get you to accomplishing that workout. Okay, so I have another episode about the perfect mommy workout routine. I'll link that in the show notes below. And I want you to spend more time focusing on the routine that's going to get you to that healthy habit rather than the results. All right, so that's key. That is key because it's all about like systems. If you have a good system in place, if you have a good routine in place, it's going to make it so much easier for you to have this healthy habit. So after you're done listening to this, go back to episode 63 where you can listen in on the perfect habit formula for early morning mom workouts. And I am so encouraged and pumped up for you to make this the year that you have healthy habits in place. All right. And have a friend join you with this journey. Have them listen in on this episode and the other Atomic Habit episodes. I'll link those all in the show notes below and have them go on this journey with you. You will have so much more success having an accountability partner alongside you. And join our Fit Postpartum Mom community. I'll link that in the show notes below. Lots of links in this episode. So many things to do. My job is to get you to take action. I don't want you to listen in on these shows and not do anything about it. So always go to the show notes and find something next for you to do, whether that's joining our Facebook community for accountability, sharing this episode with a friend, listening to the next episode, episode number 63, and achieving healthy habits. And along with that, remember to always live core strong.
Did you learn something amazing today and feel like your mama friends would learn a lot too? You can have a huge impact on their lives and the lives of so many other moms by subscribing and leaving a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts so the Fit Postpartum Mom message can spread all over the world. New moms don't need to struggle anymore. The answers are all right here waiting for them. So take 30 seconds to share it. Take a screenshot of this podcast, tag me on Instagram, and post it in your stories. But before you go, please head over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and leave a 5-star written review so you can help grow the Strong Mom community. I'd love to have you and your mom friends there with me. And as a thank you for being here all the way to the end, I have something special for you. I'm giving you free access to my training on how to safely start postpartum ab exercises in less than 2 minutes a day. Watch right now at livecorestrong.com/class. I can't wait to see you next time on the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast.